Biblically-centered kids.
Yo, 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 hello, and happy June 5th, 2025. Today is Thursday, and we are so excited that you're here listening to the Biblically-Centered Kids Podcast. My name is Mr. Johnny.
And this is Miss Danica.
And I speak for both of us, right? Right. That we are super excited for this week's today. That we are super excited for today's episode. We've been talking all about stewardship this week. If you remember, Virtue W says, we wisely steward all God has entrusted to us, being faithful to use it responsibly.
Today is one of our favorite days. That's right. It is New Testament Thursday. We are going to read a story from the New Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. The New Testament contains stories about Jesus' life and some letters and stories from his disciples after Jesus went back up to heaven. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about him. When we read it, we can discover what he's done in the past and then learn what he has to say to us today. So let's discover God's word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Have you ever saved something just for yourself and forgotten to share it or use it for something good? Jesus actually told a story, a parable, to help people think about how they use what God has given them. A parable is a simple story that Jesus would often tell that has a deeper meaning. This one is about a man who had a lot, but didn't use it wisely.
One day, Jesus was teaching a crowd of people when someone called out, "Teacher, tell my brother to share our family money with me." Jesus said, "Be careful. Don't let wanting more and more things fill your heart. Life isn't about having a lot of stuff."
Then Jesus told this story. There once was a rich man whose fields grew lots and lots of grain. He had so much food, he didn't have room to store it all. So he thought to himself, "What should I do? I know. I'll tear down my barns and build even bigger barns. Then I'll have lots of space to keep all my grain and my goods. And then I can take it easy, eat and drink, and just enjoy myself."
But God said to him, "You fool, tonight your life will end. Then who will get all the things you stored up for yourself?" Jesus said, "This is what happens to people who store up things only for themselves, but are not rich toward God."
This story is a pretty stark reminder that everything we have comes from God. And we are all called to be wise stewards, people who take care of what we've been given and use it in a way that pleases God. Storing up treasures on earth and forgetting about God? Not very wise, right? Instead, let's use our time, our money, our talents, and anything else that we have to serve others and to bring glory to God.
Luke 16:10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." Even the small things we do, like sharing, helping others, or giving cheerfully, well, those things, they matter a lot to God. Let's be wise stewards and choose to be rich towards God. Let's pray. God, thank you for everything you've given us, our time, our talents, and treasures. Please help us to use what we have to serve you and help others. Teach us to be wise, to be generous, and to be faithful with everything you've placed in our hands. We want to honor you with all we do. In Jesus' name,
amen. And don't forget to have your mom or your dad visit biblicallycentered.com to get some fun downloads about this week's virtue.
We're so glad you joined us in the New Testament today. Until
next time!
Thank you.